Today, we're going to talk about a problem that, I'd say just about everybody has faced at one point or another. Customer calls pose a dilemma for many companies. They want to make their operations more efficient, and many have done so with the help of automation. But that doesn't necessarily mean more satisfied customers. Pushing a lot of buttons to reach a human being doesn't usually build goodwill. And according to the Incoming Calls Management Institute, average call waiting time is more than 2 minutes. That's 33% increase over 5 years ago. We want to hear about your experience as a customer caller. Tell us your worst or best story. Our customer relations number is 800-989-TALK. Producers are standing by. And if you don't want to wait, and I can promise you if you call this show, you will wait. If you don't want to wait, send us an email at totn@npr.org. Recently, the Wall Street Journal put some customer call centers to the test. Their results appeared in this week's paper. And joining me now is Ernie Sanders, news editor at the Wall Street Journal. Mr. Sanders, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So the article this week was titled Waiting for Customer Service. Tell us what you did to test the waters out there. And you actually called a bunch of companies, and give us a sense of what you found.
We picked five companies in a range of different industries. And big companies, and called at different times of day, three different times, in the morning, the afternoon, and after work, and just to see how long it took us to get through each time. We were tallying up both the amount of time it took us to get through the menu, these automated menus, and then how long we were waiting to talk with someone.
Now, by getting through, is the ultimate goal a human being? Because I know that some airlines now, you don't actually ever, you can do the whole thing talking to an automated person. And, you know, you could say the goal is to buy the ticket, but you were trying to get to a person.
We were. That was our goal.
Uh-huh. And what was the best experience?
Well, interestingly, the data says that the experts that we talked to said that there's certain industries that are known for longer wait times and others that are known for being better. So tech support, for example, and healthcare tends to have not as great a record. But some other groups like catalog and shipping services, FedEx, groups like that, tend to have a shorter wait time. We had good success with Singular Wireless, a cellular company, and also with Microsoft, which is interesting because
Microsoft,
the software support companies are not known to be great on this. We had good luck with them. There was ranged from 8 to 18 seconds on hold to get through to Microsoft.
Interesting. That's very fast. Did you find that this varied at all by time of day?
It does. It's hit or miss. I mean, there's some patterns. It definitely varied for us, and there are some general patterns that people in the industry talk about. The busiest days are usually Monday and Fridays, 5 to 9 p.m., so evenings after work tend to be busy. In our case, we had it was interesting. We had the worst luck with Time Warner Cable in the morning. We had a 15-minute wait. And we had a much better experience with them at lunchtime. It was only 32 seconds, but we later learned why. It was because the company's computer system was down, and they weren't able to help anyone, so the calls were getting through really quick, and then people were hanging up. So there was variation, and it's hard. The waits depend on sort of a range of things. I mean, there are some patterns, but certain events can throw that out of whack, and so it's a little hard to generalize.
You know, there's a piece of software that some companies use that say, you know, they give you the menu and then they say, we estimate your wait time to be, and then they give you some sense of how long you can expect to be there. Did you encounter that at all?
We encountered a bit of that and found that was usually pretty accurate. When they told us we were going to be waiting more than 4 minutes, we were waiting more than 4 minutes. And when we didn't get that, we were getting through faster. In only one case, I guess it was only the with the exception of the 15-minute plus hold time with Time Warner, there was nothing above 2 minutes, which is interesting because, as you pointed out in your introduction, this is a problem that you don't have to search far to hear complaints about.
No.
Everybody has stories about 15 and 30 minutes on hold.
No, I can I can tell you for sure that people have been on hold waiting to get on this show for over an hour at times. But let's take a call so that we can at least have one satisfied customer this hour. Let's pick up Gail in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Gail, welcome to the program.
Hi, thank you. I once waited 2.5-3 hours for a technology question that I had for my computer.
3 hours.
Yeah.
3 hours. What company? What can you say? What company it was?
I don't remember
don't
who
remember.
It was. I just remember that I actually made a notation in my diary about it.
Wow. What did you do with all that time? You really? I mean,
I had tons of homework.
Oh, well, that's a good story. All right, Gail. But that's Gail. Thanks very much for that call. Thanks very much. So we also have an email here from Connie, who is Commercial Government Programs Service Support. Anyway, she says, I now work in correspondence, but I worked in the call center for 5 years and was a 911 operator for 5 years previous to that. To summarize, I can just say I would stand in a soup line before I would deal with the public again over the telephone. Very stressful job. So I guess there's the other side of the coin. You didn't really address that in your survey, though, did you, Ernie Sanders?
No, and certainly our sympathy goes to people on the other end of the line. It's not. I'm sure it's not the most pleasant job. The title of the column that this ran under is called "Cranky Consumer," and so we take on the role of the cranky consumer and set out to try to find satisfaction. And but behind the scenes, we are aware of what it's like to deal with us.
Okay. Let's go to Beth in Clinton, Massachusetts. Beth, welcome to the program. How can we help you today?
Yes, thanks for having me. I've been a CSR for over 5 years.
Oh, CSR. We don't know what that means. What's CSR?
I'm sorry, customer service representative.
You're using lingo.
Yes, I am using lingo. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I've been a customer service representative on the phone taking customers' calls for a variety of different companies. Call center companies that, have an answering machine service, and call center companies that are actually a company called Pegasus,
mm-hmm.
which is a satellite company. And the problem that we're having a lot of times is that I've lost my job at Pegasus because they've outsourced to a different country.
And do you think that you were able to do it faster than the company that was the country it was outsourced to?
Well, the country that I was outsourced to actually was cheaper to pay them per day than to pay us here.
Even with that long-distance charges, calls, uh-huh.
Considering long-distance charges and that. But the problem is that the CSR, the customer service representatives there, don't know the business as much and therefore not giving the customers correct answers.
All right.
And
well,
a customer can call over 5 different times and get 5 different answers.
Well, Beth, thanks very much for that observation. Now, let me read an email point from Kelly of St. Paul, Minnesota, who writes, my longest time on hold occurred last year, 6 hours, to speak with a technical support representative for a Minnesota telecom company. Until recently, the average wait time was regularly well beyond 90 minutes. No, this is not a joke. Wow.
Well, that is long. We didn't have anything quite like that.
I know. I was reading the numbers, and they all seemed, reasonable. I can see waiting. I mean, you wait in line for 3 or 4 minutes to do almost anything, so it doesn't seem like an extraordinary inconvenience to sit on hold for a couple minutes.
Absolutely, absolutely.
But anyway, let's take another call. Welcome to Talk of the Nation, Joanne in South Riding, Virginia. How may we help you today? How's my representative? I'm working on my representative voice. How is it sounding?
You're doing pretty well.
Okay, good, because I'm thinking, there's other careers out there. I think I might consider that. Anyway, how can we help you today?
Well, I work in a doctor's office, and one interesting thing I have noted is that a lot of our patients come in, and obviously we need to contact their health insurance company in order to obtain some more information. And patients often will say to me, here is the number of my health insurance company, and, it's wonderful to call them because they have a live person answer immediately. But when I call, they have a different number for the doctor's offices, and you never can find a live person. And I find there's a lot of companies that have different numbers for different people who need to contact them, and they have people, live people for you, depending on how important you are to their company. And I think it's kind of reflective of, what your guest was saying earlier, that depending on the type of service they offer, is dependent on how available they are for you.
All right. Interesting point. Beth, thanks very much for that. I'm sorry, Joanne, thanks very much for that point. Ernie Sanders, I wonder, did you just dial on the main number, or did you use some special This is the Wall Street Journal calling number that got you better service?
No, we didn't try to get any special access at all. We dialed the number that everybody else dials. And there clearly are lesser published numbers. We've done previous cranky consumers on that. And so those do exist, and you can get through the tree a lot faster if you know them. Interestingly, Microsoft, which, as you remember, had a good record on our test between 8 and 18 seconds, even though people say software support companies are generally not great. They charge for some help requests, which may help to filter out some of the calls. And it's also a mitigating factor. I mean, with these other companies, you may wait longer, but you don't have to pay anything to, once you do get through, to get your problem resolved. And with Microsoft, in some cases, you do. So you may hit that barrier.
All right. Well, clearly there's some variability there. I have to make a customer service announcement. We've come to the end of this segment on customer service calls. If you've been waiting on the line, waiting longer will not help you, because we're not going to be taking your call today about customer service calls. So at this point, I'd just like to say thank you to Ernie Sanders. He's the news editor for The Wall Street Journal. He joined us by phone from his office in New York City.